Hallelujah. I use this opportunity to greet us all in the worthy and exalted name of Jesus. I want to express thank you to each of us who made an effort, a conscious effort, to join us and to join us on time tonight. And as we come tonight, we are here for our prayer meeting. The Word of God reminds us that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous heart availeth much. And so tonight, as we go to the Lord, as we go to petition the throne of grace, we want to, pray that prayer of consecration, want to cleanse ourselves so that when the Lord is ready for, to move on our behalves and when we're ready to cry out unto God, hallelujah, then our hearts will identify as the righteous because it has to be, it says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous heart. And so it means that if we are going to, hallelujah, tap into and connect with the throne of grace, then we need to have that heart. And so tonight, as we await the person who is in charge of devotion to join us, hallelujah, we are going to just prepare ourselves to prepare our hearts, hallelujah, that the Holy Spirit may be able to work on our behalf. So we'll just breathe for a minute or two, that prayer of consecration, and then we'll hand over to our person in charge of devotion in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let us do so, together, that we may derive the corporate blessing of God. Let us be on one accord. And in order for us to do that, let us consecrate our lives unto the Lord. Hallelujah. That we may receive of God tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. As a corporate group, praise God. Let us all pray. Merciful God and our Father, Lord, we come before your presence tonight with a heart of thanksgiving and a mouth filled with praise. Jesus Christ, we pray that you will search us. We pray, mighty God, that you will,
All my thoughts, I
God Almighty, with the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, as we get ready to enter into your presence, Jesus Christ, we pray that you
will
will empty us of inward sins and carnal weaknesses. We pray that you will empty us of baggage. Empty us, God Almighty, of anything that would stop the flow of your anointing, Almighty God, from connecting with us. We pray today in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, that your Holy Spirit will come. We know that when you come, Almighty God, then Lord Jesus Christ, there must be in our lives. Oh God, have no choice but to align to your will and to your way when we give you full control. Jesus Christ, we pray that you forgive us where we have erred, where we have fallen short, where we have stepped out of line. That you will bring us back in alignment, Almighty God. Thank you that verses are new every morning. Oh God, so verses from today. Oh God, is that news that comes today? And so that Lord, we're able, Jesus, tap into that mercy and receive your forgiveness. We commit ourselves to you, our hearts to you, Lord. Bring us to a place, oh God, where we need to worship God in the realm of the Spirit, that you may absorb us praise and worship unto you, because they will be from clean hands and from pure heart, mighty God. We pray for your leading and direction. And as we hand over to the person in charge of the Lord, take full control in the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I invite Sister Kenesha and Brother Kalem, who will be leading us, hallelujah, into our devotion. Bless the name of Jesus.
Hi, good evening, saints. I hope that we're all here, well rested and ready to enjoy being in the presence of the Lord. So it's myself and Kaylin. Sorry. And Jadon, because he just woke up. Who will be interjecting every now and again. So we're here and we're going to be leading out in devotion. So I wanted to start with allowing Kalem to lead us off into our opening prayer. Kalem, come. You have to come down here. And to start, you can say good evening, greet the platform.
Good evening. Hi.
Good evening, Brother
Good
Caleb.
evening, Brother Kalem. Bless the Lord.
Good.
Good evening. Good evening.
Evening.
Good evening.
Mom. So,
Do you want to lead out in prayer?
yeah.
So let us pray.
Please, everyone can come to the
Yes.
end. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Guide us and direct us. Oh, Lord. Protect us from anything more than demon. Bless everyone in the name. Guide us through this day. Let us meet. Your presence in your places in your glory. Amen and amen.
Amen. I'm not sure if
Amen.
we were able to hear the prayer. Were we able to hear
Amen.
the prayer, saints? His voice was so low. So I just want to confirm. Brother Kalem prayed, asking God to be with us, to guide us, to cover us from any demons or demonic forces. And he also asked that God will guide us and lead us and be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. We heard that. I know we heard the amen clear, 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 but I'm not sure if we heard your prayer. All
But we
right,
always
so
have
for
God's ears. We bless the Lord.
amen. So for this evening, leading out into devotion, I wanted us to reflect because I believe that we're in a season of receiving. I know, Sister Kenesha, what are you talking about receiving? Do you understand the level of warfare that we're facing on a day-to-day level? Do you understand the level of fights and issues, right, that we face? And before I even go and dive into that, as we know, May is Child's Month. So we're going to see a lot of activities where children will be taking part, whether it is devotion, moderating, reading of scripture, in other different areas. So be prepared, children. Parents, encourage your children. Because as we know, in the world, they're exposed to everything. I see children, babies being pushed in strollers at carnivals. The ex children are exposed to all different type of worldly behaviors and acts. Persons travel across the world to take their children to Trinidad Carnival, to Jamaica Carnival, and they see the level of nakedness, gyrating, the music, and all of these things. And they get so exposed to these things. So we should encourage our children to be, you know, exposed and wanting to know of and partake. And also it helps to mold them in their own gifts. You know, our dear sister Terry, I remember her testifying that she saw gifts in her daughter just popping, just coming to life that she didn't know that she had. And it was because she was asked to take part in one of she was asked to take part in one of the events that was being held. So I encourage everyone, just as we're doing, you know, let the children have their share in the goodness of God and develop their own gifts that God has given and granted unto them. So for devotion, just to do a quick exhortation, because we know we have our moderator to come next. But yes, I want to encourage us to believe that we're in the season to receive. And when I say receive, I mean receive the blessings of God, not only ministerial blessings, not only spiritual blessings, but tangible, natural blessings that God has promised us, that God is wanting to give us and to release to us. This morning I woke up and I was just there reflecting, and then I went into the book of Haggai, or Haggai, pronounced the song. And in the word of Haggai, what stood out to me more than anything else, because I know the Lord said it. Haggai said, consider your ways, your work, but you can't see your wages, right? You eat, but you're not filled. You're doing so much. You have your businesses, but your businesses is not prospering. You're just struggling year in, year out. You're just struggling. And he said, consider your ways. You are so focused on the things of the natural and not caring about the house of God. That was what the prophet Haggai had brought to the children of Israel. You're just focusing on your own houses. Look at your houses and pay attention to the house of God. What does it look like? Where does the Lord live? Right? And from there, the Lord said, okay, come, build a house. Build a house. Partake in the house of God. And how we do that, people of God? By prayer. By spending our time, by utilizing our talents, by showcasing our gifts. These are the ways in which we help to build the house of God. It's not like in the days of Noah, where the Lord is going to tell, or in the days of old, where the Lord will say to them, come, go for wood, and so forth, so on, and build the ark. God dwells with us, omnipotent, omniscient. God, Jesus Christ, tore down that veil. So we have direct access to him just by sitting at a desk or anywhere we're at, we're able to access him, right? He has several temples and all over the world, as long as we will entertain his presence and live according to his will and his word. He is there. We don't have to go to Israel and go to a specific temple and go and find the Ark of God, right? Because I don't know about anybody else. I can't afford a flight to Israel. I cannot afford a flight to Israel. So I don't know what would have been my end if that was what it was supposed to be. Thank God for Jesus, right? So when the Lord said that to Haggai, so to read the scripture, to say it from the word of God, he said, then came the word of the Lord. Sorry. It is time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste. He was referring to the house of God. Then he said, therefore, go, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but you are not filled with drink. You wear clothes, but you're not warm. And he that earneth wages to put into the bag with holes. So everything that is being done, none of it is of benefit. Sorry about that. None of it is with benefits. You're not getting the full potential. You're not earning, as the Lord says, to give you exceedingly abundantly above, right? Then he says, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways, go up to the mountain and bring wood and build a house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Ye look for much, and lo, it came to little. And when he brought it home, it did blow. I did blow upon it. Why? Saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste. And he run every man unto his own house. So the Lord said, because you care only about the things that are happening around us. So I'm encouraging us, saints of God, to not be so focused on the distractions that the enemy set around us. But every distraction, see it as an opportunity, wherever the opportunity lies, to do the work of God and to bring glory to the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
When they obeyed the Lord and did what was supposed to be done, this is what happened. One second, I'm looking for the word. So then the remnant, so we know Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of people, those persons who truly trust and obey. They obey the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet. We know the word of God says, if you believe the prophet, you receive the prophet's reward. Believe the prophet, receive the prophet's re reward. So they obeyed the voice of the Lord, the words of Haggai the prophet, and the Lord their God had sent him, as the Lord their God had sent him. So they knew that Haggai wasn't just Haggai just walking around and talking things. It was truly words from the Lord God Almighty. And the prophet did fear. And the people, my apologies, it says, and the people did fear before the Lord. So they came to a state of repentance. They did consider their ways, and fear fell upon them. So because they fear the Lord, then Haggai said to them, I am, the Lord said, I am with you, saith the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work. They worked in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, in the 4th and 20th day of the 6th month in the 2nd year of King Darius. So they worked. But what I want to zone in on, saints of God, because it's not that we're not working. We can't, I could never sit here and say that we're not working in the house of God. How dare I? Could never say that. We come here Thursday after Thursday, sharing, pouring into each other, pouring into others. We have seen persons come on and surrender their life to God wholeheartedly and are blessed by this ministry. And it's not only because of Sister Camille or Sister Terry or Sister Nadine. It's not, or Elder Eulalie. It's not only because of the leaders. It's because of each and every one of us that comes on and pours out and shares a blessing that inspires them. I'm not going to stay long. So, and the blessing that came from it says in Haggai chapter 2. It says, in the 7th month, 1 and 20th day, came the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel the son, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? The difference in the house, the change, the transformation that took place. The Lord said, if you were to look what it looked like before, look at it now. It is incomparable. And that is what is happening. That is this is the season that we're in for God to transition us from where we were to where we are. The struggles, the fight, the warfare, the stress, the headache, the unnecessary things that seem so cumbersome and such like a like the Goliaths, right? To the Israelites will be seen as nothing when you do the comparison to what it was like before. And it's I said, yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord. I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I have covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt. So my spirit remaineth among you, fear ye not. But thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I shall shake the heavens. I don't know if anybody on here need a shaking of the heavenly realms to release their blessings that have been held up. He said, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. That part, saints of God, is what it took my day. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, mighty God. I read Haggai before, but I never remember reading that section of the book of Haggai or Haggai. The Lord is saying, I will shake heaven, I will shake the dry lands. So the dry places, heavenly, we know that there are different realms. When we think about the spiritual realms, there are different realms in the spirit. And we know this because when Daniel went to pray and Gabriel came, Gabriel said, listen, the day that you set your mind, you thought about it and said, listen, I'm going to pray to God. 12 noon, the minute you set your mind to pray, your prayer was answered. That's what Gabriel said to Daniel. But the prince of Persia held up. The prince of Persia was doing warfare in the heavenly realms, and Michael had to come and do his war. And the Lord God Almighty himself is saying, I will shake heaven and I will shake the dry land. So tonight I want to encourage us to fight, walk through, crawl through, cry through,
Amen.
sweat through. It doesn't matter what it is. Do not lose hope of the promise of God on and over your life, over this ministry,
Hallelujah.
one of us individually. Hold on to the promises of God because he's about to do something like he has never done before. What
Amen.
notice is that what the devil has trying to be doing for 2025 is to prove God to be a liar.
Yes, amen, amen.
Prove God to be a liar. And we know he's not a liar. The devil is a liar. The devil is the liar. He's not a liar. He is the liar. Because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't know about lies. We would not know what lie was if it wasn't for Lucifer, Satan. But he is the liar. So people of God, I know. I hear it, devotion after devotion, testimony after testimony, things after things coming on. Whether it is with us directly or those around us, do let us not lose sight. Do not be discouraged. Hold on to the promises of Almighty God because he will see us through. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. So let me play. I'm gonna play a song. Mr. Caleb might have asked me, there's a song that I want to play. Give me one second. Okay, here we go. Let me go ahead and share my screen. Give me one quick second. And this is just a song that we are playing because we are taking God by his word. So prophetically, saints of God, because I may not be there when it happens. I may not be there when it happens in terms of being there in the natural, right? When you are walking out your miracle. Sure. All right, so let's play.
You say you can never be the one, but God say, make I tell you say now you him choose. In 1 month, in 1 week, you will sing a new song. In 2 days, unless a dance, you will hear. Congratulations, you're sin. Congratulations.
tribulation. I bring you good news where you cannot refuse. Oh Lord, I told you with Christ that you can never lose. Oh God, come on now, man, I beg you, give me your attention. Very, very soon you will share your testimony. One by one you will tell your testimony. Bigger than money, we say sweeter than
honey. Congratulations, you're in the glory of God. Congratulations, he has done it for you. And you'll come back with a new song to sing. Your God is good, oh.
One day.
I don't have the sweet voice, so I can't continue to talk, but congratulations, saints of God. Congrats on your answered prayers. Congrats of you overcoming. Congrats. The Lord says we should rejoice when we have made it through trials, when there's trials and when there's tribulation, we should rejoice because we know what the blessings that will come on the other side. Congrats on graduations, congrats on marriages, engagements, whatever facet or sphere that the Lord wants to bless us, congrats on it. So I encourage you, saints of God, to just like I said, just stay strong in the Lord. The devil will come, he comes every day, daily. Lord, gee, sometimes I say, Satan, you're not tired, mantra. But then I need to remember that he's a spirit. He don't have a flesh like us. But we will get tired and need rest. He don't have no time to get tired. He keeps coming at us. And when he keeps coming at us, we know that it's because of what he has. The Sister Radiant said it best. Our soul is so precious and expensive. The devil will be relentless. And it is yet still so precious and costly that the Lord God Almighty gave his life for our souls. So saints of God, be encouraged tonight. So dear end, this is the end of our devotion. I'm going to invite Sister Eva, are you ready to come and join us tonight to lead us, to moderate, to continue on as we worship our Lord God Almighty?
Hallelujah.
First. Hallelujah. Good night, everyone. Good night. Good night. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Eva.
Our soon coming King. I bless every one of you tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So tonight, I hope everyone is doing okay tonight and ready to receive, because the devil is a liar. And we are here to receive the blessing and our deliverance and our breakthrough tonight. Amen. So first, let me thank God for another Thursday night and acknowledge his presence. For in his presence, there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we find peace. Peace in his presence, mighty God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We find peace in his presence. So let us enter his presence with gratitude and reverence tonight. Hallelujah. We are here for another Thursday night prayer meeting. So tonight is our prayer meeting. And, you know, I the Spirit gave me 4 points that we need to touch tonight. And you know, we want to be here to receive, you know, just open up and allow God, because the devil is moving around. The devil want to depress us. He want to oppress us. He yes. want to steal our joy. He want to take us to nothing. But we are here to show the devil tonight that we are not playing with him, because he's a liar. Amen. Amen. So tonight, the 4 points that we are going to pray about, you know, we are going to pray about, let me just get them, the 4 points. We are going to pray about the first one, healing and deliverance for us, for our family and friends. And we're going to pray for our leaders because they are important. Our leaders are important. And you know, the devil love to attack, especially when we're the leaders are doing their work to win souls for God's kingdom. So they attack them in every way you can. So we are here tonight to break down the enemy camp and let him know that we are the winner. So the next point is marriages. And the other one, the last but not least, is our children, our young people. We're going to have them in our prayer. Glory be to God. So before we go into prayer, let us give the Holy Spirit room to allow us to, you know, let us give him the Holy Spirit room and open up and receive from Jesus Christ. Because if you don't open up, our praises, our breakthrough come from our praises. Amen. And when we don't praise, when we just sit there and think prayer alone going to work, you have to allow God, you have to allow the Holy Spirit to rise up out of you and receive and believe, because we are here. We are not here for no fun tonight. We are here to tear down the enemy camp, because the Lord Jesus Christ told me in my dreams, a matter of a couple nights ago or a week ago, he said, it is, the Lord say, clearance to mash down and tear down the enemy camp. When I was in that dream, I saw like an open area, and it was so beautiful with chairs, and you know, we couldn't enter that area because it was so pretty. Like, we are not allowed to be in that area because it's too pretty. But when I look around, I saw that building, the roof crumble down and make it not beautiful anymore. And then I said, Lord, what is this? I mean, all of a sudden, this beautiful place just turned into something else. And right away, I get an interpretation in my dream, you know, to God be the glory. Deacon Scott, you know, interpreted in my dream while I was in the dream. He said, the Lord say clearance. He gave us clearance. He gave us the authority tonight to tear down the enemy camp, the authority for clearance to mash down and tear down. So let us open hearts and mind and give Lord room for our breakthrough tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm here to tell the devil he's a liar. The devil tried to oppress me. The devil tried to put sickness on me because he think I am not worthy to do this tonight. But I want to tell the devil tonight, he better back off and clear up in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So tonight, before we go into our prayer, I'm going to ask Sister Camille to play a song so we can receive the Holy Spirit and get ready for the great move that the Lord Jesus have for us tonight. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Never fail.
That's my story. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not sure if there's this song I really want to play. I'm not sure, Sister Kenesha, I'm not sure if you could find it. Let me just see. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Let me see if I could send it.
The name of Jesus.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus.
All right, I'm going to share my screen again, and you tell me which one. Is it the one by, is it Charity Gale?
Let me see this one. Okay, let me, maybe Sister Camille could forward it to you.
Okay, sure.
Let me forward it to Sister Camille once more.
Oh, I have that one. All right, I think it's the first one.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety, to every soul held captive by depression.
shout Jesus from the mountains.
Hallelujah.
In the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every day. And Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name
of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for peace. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So before we go into our prayer, into the healing and deliverance, which will be done by Sister Lynette Legister, before we take that prayer, I just want to encourage everyone, you know, just forget about ourselves and concentrate on him tonight and worship him. Worship him for your breakthrough, because I'm telling you, saints of God, that's how my breakthrough come, through worship, to worship him. I forget about yourself, forget about everybody else, and just worship the Lord. He's the holy God. He's the one you concentrate on him tonight. Amen? Amen. So as I invite Sister Lynette Legister to lead us in healing and deliverance prayer. Blessings.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, O God.
Praise God. Praise God. We worship you, mighty God. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. From the depth of our heart, O God, to the depth of our soul. We worship you tonight, mighty God. You are worthy, O God, of praise, honor, and glory. Worship you tonight, mighty God. You are great and great to be praised. David said, from the rising of the sun to the going down, you are worthy. We praise you tonight, mighty God. Father, we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We thank you tonight, Lord God, and we bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Mighty God, we lift you up tonight. You are El Elyon, the Most High God. We worship you tonight, mighty God. We come to you with hearts full of hope, assurance, and deep desire, O God, for healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for your unwavering love and your power to heal and restore us. Father, you said in your words that the righteous would have many afflictions, but you promised to deliver them out of them all. So, Father, we thank you for delivering us tonight from physical afflictions. Father, your word tells us that you are the God that heals us of all sickness and disease. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you said you'll take away sickness and disease from among us, oh God. And you promised to fulfill the number of our days. So we worship you tonight, Lord God. And we thank you for what you are doing in our life by the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask tonight, oh God, that you touch and bring healing to our bodies, to our minds, oh God, to our spirit. We pray for the removal of all sickness, oh God. Pain, suffering, Lord God. We ask that you, your healing touch, almighty God, will flow through every part of our bodies, bringing restoration, bringing healing, oh God, and renewal in the name of Jesus. Father, we seek deliverance tonight from the forces, oh God, that holds us captive in the name of Jesus. Oh God, whether there be addictions, mighty God, unforgiveness, negative thoughts, oh God, or harmful relationships, we bring them to you tonight. Lord God, we empty ourselves of all impurities, mighty God, and we worship you tonight. We ask, oh God, that you break every chain of bondage, oh God, and deliver your people. Oh God, those that are broken in spirit, we ask tonight, oh God, that you lift them up and you set them free by the blood of Jesus Christ. We trust in your power tonight, oh God, and your promises, mighty God, to deliver us from all harm. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you fill our lives, oh God, with peace, oh God, with joy, and with your unwavering love.
Yes,
help us to find rest at your feet, mighty God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. We worship you tonight, mighty God, and we bless your name. We plead the blood of Jesus, mighty God, against all the demonic forces in the name of Jesus. All evil that is around us, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Put right to interfere. Principalities, mighty God. Powers, oh God, rulers of darkness, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, spiritual wickedness, spirits of confusion, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Spirits of discouragement. Oh God, we bring them to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we declare tonight that Satan has no legal power over our body in the name of Jesus. We are children of the Most High God. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So we bless your name tonight. We desire to be in good health, mighty God. We declare, oh God, that every stronghold over our bodies coming down by the blood of Jesus Christ. We crush them tonight. Lord God, we demolish them. Yeah. Oh God, we disassemble them by the blood of Jesus Christ. Every sickness tonight, every pain, mighty God, every suffering, Jesus. Every heartache, every stronghold, we declare they are coming down by the blood of Jesus Christ. We decree that there be a purging, oh God, and healing of all sickness and disease by the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh God, let your Holy Spirit, let the power of the Holy Spirit tonight, mighty God, burn out everything that is not of you in your children's body and deliver them and set them free by the blood of Jesus Christ. We praise you, mighty God, and we thank you for being our healer. Hallelujah. Our restorer and our deliverer. Father, we thank you for the authority which you have given us in the name of Jesus. To bind every spirit of sickness and disease. God, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. And God, we can speak a thing and it shall be established by the blood of Jesus Christ. So we praise you tonight, mighty God. And we pull down every stronghold against our body in the name of Jesus. And we command that they be loosed, oh God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. You rend everything powerless tonight. And we declare that your children, mighty God, will prosper and be in good health by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Greater is the God that is in us than he that is in the world. So we lift up your name tonight, oh God. Your word declares, oh God, that we are forgiven, that we are loved, we are children of God, we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. No evil, nothing, oh God, can separate us from your love. So we thank you tonight. We praise you, mighty God, and we give you all the glory. And we thank you for what you are doing. And we declare tonight, oh God, that we have boldness. We have soundness by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we are complete in you.
Hallelujah.
We are all in you tonight, oh God, and we praise your glorious name.
Hallelujah.
We glorify you tonight. We exalt you, mighty God, and we thank you for being the God of our life.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We give you honor, and we declare that your people are healed, they are delivered, they are set free, they are no longer bound. Satan, you are a liar. We send you back to the abyss
God.
Of hell.
Hallelujah.
By the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, mighty God.
Thank
you for being in our presence tonight. Thank you for reminding us that in your presence is fullness of joy.
Hallelujah.
And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So we thank you for the joy tonight, mighty God.
Jesus.
Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we rest in you tonight, Lord God. And we thank you, oh God, that we are children of the Most High God. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And we abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes.
No harm or danger can come near us.
In the name of Jesus.
Because you are refuge and fortress. God, you set us on high because we know your name. And God, you said when we call upon you, you will answer us and be with us in trouble.
Hallelujah.
Lord, sickness, is trouble.
Yes.
Lord God, when you are bound, is trouble. Yes. So we thank you tonight for deliverance. We thank you for healing. We thank you for restoration by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And tonight, Jesus. Mighty God, we are careful to give you all the praise, to give you all the glory, to give you all the honor. Hallelujah. In Jesus'
Jesus. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. For the healing and deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing and deliverance, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his healing and deliverance tonight because, people of God, you know, when I saw my name down to lead this prayer meeting tonight, the enemy came down on me so hard when I accepted and said, yes, I am going to lead this prayer meeting, you know, and I said, the enemy not going to have me down. I haven't have like flu or cold in maybe almost 7 years. Even when my old soul like have a little flu or cough or something, I don't really get it. But when I decided, when I spoke with Sister Camille and she said, my Lord, I'm going to do the prayer meeting tonight. And when I accepted it and I went back to my computer and started working, all of a sudden, the right side of my nostrils started feeling stuffy. I was down for maybe 3 days. Today, I was at work at 11 o'clock. I have to take up the phone and I called my manager and I said to her, I cannot work any longer because my head hurt. I am so stuffy. So to God be the glory. You have to answer to the call. Don't refuse when God call you. Just answer to his call. Listen to his voice. Look at me today. I decide.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to show the enemy. I'm going to show the devil that he's glory. A liar from the pit of hell. Because he's not going to have me done. I'm going to do the work that God wants me to do tonight. So bless the Lord. Receive your blessing, saints of God. Receive it. Don't just sit there and think the prayer alone going to work. You have to put the faith in it. You have to put everything in it to receive what you want from God. Because I was in the bed until 4 o'clock today. And I said, devil, you're not going to tell me. Because he came to me in my dream and tell me to tell Sister Camille I can't do it. But to God be the glory of fighting tonight God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for deliverance.
Hallelujah.
The prayers from Sister Camille, Sister Auntie, Sister Lynette, Legister, everyone that pray over me today. Look at me. I am blessed. I am blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So next we're going to move on to praying for our children. And Sister Elder Edwards will lead us into that prayer tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Lord, people of
God. Amen.
We raise a hallelujah to him tonight. We bless the Lord for Sister Ava, who has been leading us so well. We bless the Lord for his Holy Spirit that is with us, his awesome presence. I give him glory tonight. And I thank him for the opportunity
Hallelujah.
That he has given to us and for the privilege of praying for our children, making intercession on their behalf. You know, Sister Kenisha reminded us earlier that May is Child's Month. And I want to challenge us. Everybody who is in the reach of my voice, I want to challenge us to pray for 2 children every day during the month of May. Whether it's your child, whether it's someone else's child, whether it's a child that you don't know, just pray on behalf of a child, of 2 children every day. Amen. We bless the Lord. And so we're going to be interceding on our children's behalf. Sister Ava, you have given me the task, but the Holy Spirit has placed some names in my heart to ask them to just open up their mics and let us evoke heaven. Let us call God. Let us cry out on behalf of our children.
And Hallelujah.
Sister Camille, Sister Kenisha, and Sister Jody, to release their mics while we pray for our children. But before we go into the prayer, the word of God tells us in Mark 9, verses 36 and 37, it says, "And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me." God is saying to us tonight that our children are vulnerable. He's highlighting the innocence and their dependence on us. My God. He says that when we serve our children, when we receive them, when we embrace them, when we pray for them, when we journey with them through whatever situation they may be going through, my God, we are serving the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so tonight we are going to be praying. So I ask my sisters just to release your mic while we pray for our children. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I was given a request for Travis. We're going to be interceding on behalf of children and young people, the youth of today, because we know that the enemy is rampant.
Amen.
He's on a facade to destroy and to tear down and to cause our young people to be hopeless. But today, I praise God that we serve a God who is mighty, who is a God of war, who he has never lost a battle. And so we're going to be praying on behalf of our children. Travis is not well. He has been having a headache, and he woke up today with his face swollen and it's now paining. So we're going to be praying for him. We're going to be interceding on behalf of our children. Let us pray. Hallelujah.
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 Your name tonight.
My God, we bless your name tonight, Jesus.
Father,
we give you glory. We magnify your name, mighty God. We praise you because you are worthy to be praised.
Heaven, you are King of
Kings.
Lord of Lords.
Thank you, God, for this privilege of praying for our children. Father God, one song man says, "I believe
you are the covenant keeping
God,
God.
Well,
covenant, Lord God Almighty, the children of
them all the beauty they possess
and wipe off the face of the earth.
Give them a sense of pride, my Almighty. Give them a sense of dependence,
please, Lord God Almighty, as you walk this earth,
to learn of you, to
guide us, Lord God Almighty, the importance of children.
Oh God,
God Almighty, that the children should obey their parents.
Lord
God Almighty, God should not provoke their children to wrath.
That you will wrap them up
in God, suffer the little
children. For those persons who are part of this ministry, Jesus Christ, as I submit to them right now into the very palm of your hand, I pray in the name of Jesus
Right,
it is Lord. Thank you that you are God over their lives. Oh God Almighty.
We know that God, we know that children, oh God Almighty, are the future of tomorrow. And so we know, God Almighty, that in being strategic, the enemy targets our children, knowing, Almighty God, that the generation of tomorrow will arise from them. And so if he's able to attack them well, then Lord God Almighty, he will take dominion over the future generations. But Jesus Christ, we know that you are God. We know, Almighty God, that we have permission from you, Jesus.
Oh, God Almighty.
Strong man. We know, God Almighty, because your word reminds us that when we connect with you, when we cry unto you, oh God Almighty, then you will hear us from your holy heaven. Oh, and you will save us with the grace of your right hand, allowing the plans of the enemy to be brought down and fallen, but causing us to be risen and stand upright. Because, Almighty God, we trust not in chariots or horses, but we trust in you, Mighty God. And so we place, oh God Almighty, the children into the palm of your hand, Lord. We pray today, Lord Jesus Christ, that you will
anoint
them
My God Almighty, as we walk into the enemy territory, and we turn
over the nation of the Lord. We pray today, Divine Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that our children, Lord God Almighty, will come to know you, will come to serve you, will come to have encounters with you, Lord. Lord, your word says a child shall lead them. And so we know that they are not too young, God Almighty, to have an experience, to have encounters with you. So God, we pray tonight in the name of Jesus that you will visit our children, Lord, that you will reveal yourself to them, mighty God, that they may come in contact with you, with come in contact with Jesus. And Lord God Almighty, be able to share of your goodness, be able to testify, hallelujah, of your goodness, Lord, and God Almighty, you, Jesus Christ, have come through for them. You have revealed yourself unto them. Father God, I pray tonight in the mighty and exalted name of Jesus concerning us as parents, Lord. You are the parent of all parents. And so we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that God, you will anoint us to deal with the children of today's generation. Lord God Almighty, they are different, oh God Almighty, from the generations that have passed. Yes, Lord, they are the 21st century children. And so, Lord God Almighty, we know that it takes you, God, it takes the power of the Holy Spirit, or the guidance from the Holy Spirit, who that will enable us, will grant us the enabling power, mighty God, to be the parent that you require of us unto these children. Mighty God, I am a parent myself, and Lord, sometimes I don't know what to do, but I know, God, other parents before. So I pray tonight, God, that you will help us to train up our children in the way they should go, that when they're older, Lord, they will not depart from it. Help us, Almighty God, to present your word to them. Help us, Almighty God, to pour your word into them. God Almighty, help us, God, to spend time with them, nurturing them. Oh, God Almighty, spending time developing their social skills, their interaction skills, their problem-solving skills, Almighty God, and not just to place them away on devices, Lord God Almighty, where the enemy, oh God Almighty, use it as a trap to capture their minds, Lord. But I pray, God Almighty, that you enable us and empower us as parents to be vigilant, be sober to the devices of the world, Lord God, that we may guide them and produce children, oh mighty God, with which you are pleased. We, oh God Almighty, will use us, oh God, to guide our children, to raise up leaders, to raise up evangelists, to raise up pastors, ministers, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. They're the tomorrow of this world, Almighty God, hallelujah. And Lord God Almighty, if we fail, God Almighty, we fail them, then we fail you. Help us as parents to do our part, to stand it, oh God Almighty, oh, like a flint, and war on behalf of our children. Mighty God, we see where the enemy is targeting our children, our young ones. You watch the news and you see them being bullied, you see them being abused, you see them being killed. 17-year-old killed 18-year-old.
So we know, God, that you will come.
Father, Daniel, we pray tonight for your intervention. We need you to step in, Lord. We want you to come down, that your power, oh God Almighty, will manifest and will save these children. Your word will go to them as a young man.
Hallelujah.
All upon them, because you are strong. And God, we pray tonight that they will not resist the call, oh God, but Jesus Christ, oh, they will answer the call. They will come to you. They will surrender to your Lordship and walk, mighty God, oh God, along that path, that blueprint, oh God, that you have
the most higher. They will abide on.
Pray, oh God, against rejection. We pray against trauma. We pray against abuse for our children. But God, we pray that, oh God, you will teach us to create that nurturing environment, because Lord, we are all products of our environment. And so if our environment, God, is not healthy, is not Christ-like, then that's how we will grow up to be. So help us to create a home that is conducive to your presence. Oh God, that these children will be sensitive, oh mighty God, to the Holy Spirit of God. And Lord God Almighty, when you have called them, like, oh God Almighty, Samuel, Jesus Christ, they will come, oh, unto you, and they will answer. Jesus Christ, we pray that you will anoint them. We pray that you will raise up some Daniels from this generation to come, raise up some Esthers, raise up some Davids, Almighty God. Let them walk with boldness, Jesus. Let them walk with the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit. Lord, let it begin with our homes. Let it begin with my home. Let it begin with Sister Kenesha's home. Oh God, let it begin with Sister Terry's home, Deacon Scott home, Mighty God, Sister Chantel home, all the persons who are presented on this platform, Mighty God, with children. Let it begin with our very homes, Lord. Teach us how to create that space, Lord, for your power to move through, Lord God Almighty, oh God, and to cause our children, our very own, to arise in the name of Jesus. Let there be an outpouring of your anointing upon them, Lord. Anoint them to do well. Anoint them to walk in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Anoint them tonight, Mighty God, to walk with boldness, to walk without fear. Mighty God, to stand up, oh God Almighty, against the wiles of the enemy. Anoint them to stand against peer pressure. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, God, Christ of Nazareth. Anoint them, God, to walk in excellence. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Anoint them, Almighty God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Mighty
Hallelujah.
God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, to excel. Anoint them to Point them to be disciples, oh God Almighty, for your kingdom. Oh God Almighty, anoint them to speak the word of God as it is deposited in their hearts. Oh God Almighty, anoint them tonight that they may speak the word, they may witness to others. Use them as your mouthpiece, God. No, God Almighty, we know they are not too young. Jesus,
God Almighty,
I know. Oh God Almighty, have little Elisha who would have testified about Jesus being his superhero, because Jesus would have healed him. Elisha is but God. So we know with you there's
yes,
no
Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh God Almighty, work upon our children, God. Yes, God, save some souls tonight. Some of them are out there in gangs. I pray that you will save them, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I pray that you will save them. Oh God, I shall pull them in, mighty God. Bring in the sheaves into the kingdom. We call for their spirits.
Hallelujah.
We call for their spirits to come. We summon the heavens tonight, oh God Almighty, for help. We send for backup tonight, Almighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh God Almighty, we will not
Thank
stop
you,
until
Jesus.
They come. Send them in, God Almighty. There's work Jesus. To be done, God.
Yes,
There's
Lord.
Training to be done. They need to be trained,
Jesus,
God.
Jesus.
So that when we transition, they're near to take over, oh God Almighty, your church. So send them in, God Almighty.
Let's
Hallelujah. Walking, oh God Almighty, the presence of God among the children. Normalize it, God. Let them feel comfortable, God Almighty, when they step outside. Hallelujah, God Almighty, outside of your will. Oh, mighty God, in the name
Hallelujah.
Let them have an upset stomach. Mighty God, when they engage in things.
that does not, oh God Almighty, exalt and honor you when they're influenced by their friends and they're pulled into things that they don't normally do. Upset stomach, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, they shall be uncomfortable. The Holy Spirit of God will nudge them, will nudge them. The Holy Spirit God in their flesh. They will not surrender to the enemy. They will surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and it shall become their portion in the name of Jesus. God Almighty, your gifts deposited in these children right now, they are being activated. Mighty God, those who you have anointed to sing shall sing in Jesus' name. Those who are anointed with intercession, oh God Almighty, shall intercede in Jesus' name. Those who you have anointed to worship will worship in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the forces of darkness, the diabolical forces, are shut down against our children in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, God Almighty, for healing them from hurt. We thank you for healing them from trauma. We thank you, mighty God, for physical healing for Travis, Lord. I thank you for touching him, mighty God, so that he would have a testimony and come and lie to share of how you have healed him.
Yes, Lord.
Remove that pain, almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Show up in his situation, God. Reveal yourself to him, Lord. Let him experience salvation. Let him have an encounter with you, Lord. Like Paul when he was on the way, mighty God, to Damascus. Jesus,
Christ,
get an encounter with you. Show up in Travis's life. No, God. Let him have an encounter with you, Jesus. Heal him from every sickness. Heal him from every disease, Lord. And give him a testimony in his heart. Remember this old MJ as well, Lord. Fight on his behalf, God. Deliver him from fear. Deliver him from trauma. Give him a testimony also. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mighty God of Daniel, we give our children to you. Let them walk in excellence, God Almighty. Oh, the dwarfism over them, over their lives, over their anointing, over their lifespan, over their purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, anoint our children, Lord, how to walk with excellence, to walk with favor. Lift their faith, Almighty God. Yes, God, allow the little struggles to come, God, that they may seek you, Lord. Then when you reveal yourself to them, God, they may testify, oh God, of how you have built them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mighty God, we pray today that you will set, release love upon them. Some of them are lacking love, Lord. Some of them are suffering, Jesus. Remember them tonight, oh God. Remember those children that don't know of mighty God, but you do. Visit them, God Almighty. Make provisions for them. Some of them are in foster homes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let love exuberate from those foster parents unto these children. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of them are struggling with some disease. That are unheard of, God. But we thank you that you're a healing God, and that even though you are healing them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, that as they walk with the anointing, they talk with the anointing, they operate in the anointing of God in the name of Jesus. Shield our children, Lord. Save our generation of children to come, mighty God. Oh, we put our hope in you. We put our trust in you, almighty God. Hallelujah. And we know that even though you are working with children, in the name
of the glory of
Christ of Nazareth, continue to cover them, Lord. Continue to reveal yourself to them, God. Reveal yourself to them, Lord, that they may know you and understand you. Help us as parents, God, to feed them the word, that they may receive it and it may take root in their hearts and grow, God Almighty, that they may not depart from it when they're older. Teach them how to honor their parents, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, that they may inherit the blessing that comes with that promise.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you for answering tonight.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah. Can we release our mic and shout hallelujah to God?
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. At this time, we invite
Sister Nadine to pray for the leaders and the ministry. And before Sister Nadine come, I just want to declare this over the leaders, Galatians 2 verse 20. It said, I'm going to declare, Lord, I declare this day that just say it's you. I'm going to say hi, but it's you. Lord, I declare this day that I have been crucified with Christ. And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Sister Nadine, are you available?
Yes, I am available, but for a quick one.
Okay, Sister Nadine.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we come to you even now. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. We thank you, divine God, that you are our God. You are our Abba Father. You are our Creator. We honor you and we worship you. There is no God like unto you, Jehovah, my God Almighty. We worship and honor your matchless name. So, Lord, as we come tonight, we just give you all the praise and all the glory. Lord, we lift you up and adore you tonight, mighty God. Hallelujah. My God, as the songwriter declares, we just speak the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty God. And so as we come tonight, Lord, we just speak your name. Oh, God, we want to speak your name tonight. Hallelujah. Over, mighty God, this ministry. Divine God, you know when you have called forth your servant. You know, mighty God, the plans that you have in mind. You know, Almighty God, that which where you're taking this ministry. And so tonight, God, we just want to hand it over to you, knowing, divine God, that you are the God who is in charge. You instituted it, you started it, mighty God. You called for the people that you want to work, mighty God, in this ministry. And tonight, God, we just want to hand it over to you and say, Lord, let your will be done. Use your people for your glory, mighty God, according to your will, mighty God. Let things be done. Oh God, we crucify self, oh God Almighty. And Lord, we come call forth that the Holy Spirit will be in charge in every matter. Oh God, in every meeting, in every conversation. My God, in every time we gather, my God, that the Holy Spirit will be in charge. We pray, divine God, that the Holy Spirit will grant us, oh God, the different visions and dreams as we are to this ministry go and where we are to what we are to do, in the name of Jesus. My God, tonight we pray, my God, that our souls are being born, oh God, of comfort, my God Almighty. I pray, divine God, that you will help your people as we work together, oh God, in this harvest field, mighty God, that we will be in one accord, and that, Lord God, our desires, oh God, will be in one, oh God, for kingdom building in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we pray, divine God, work wonders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, you told us in your word, Jesus, that signs will follow them that believe. And so, God, we are set to believe as we ask in your name, God, as we work for you, as we go do exploit for you, that sign and wonders will follow in the name of Jesus. Sick will be healed, oh God Almighty. Ah, my God, your people will receive deliverance and breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Souls will be saved, souls will be sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit, oh God Almighty, in this ministry, oh God, and you will be glorified, God. You will be exalted and you will be lifted on high. Father, remember the leadership, oh God, in your name, divine God. We pray, God, that you will give your people insight. We pray, divine God, that you will give your people eyes, oh God Almighty, and that ears we will hear you and eyes that we will see in the name of Jesus. Oh God Almighty, we pray, divine God, that we stand and guard, oh God, as leaders of this group. Oh God, we stand and watch, mighty God. My God, and as we stand and we watch and we work according to your will, under the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, my God, hey, that no wolf will come in and will steal any of your sheep, in the name of Jesus, because God, you would have set up your people to stand guard in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have set up your people where you can speak to, oh God, in way how to steer this ministry in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we pray, divine God, as, oh God, your leaders do lead, we pray that you will lead. You are the way. You are the truth and the life. And because you are the way, the leadership, oh God, as of this group is depending on you, oh God Almighty, yes, as the Lord. Ark of the covenant moved, Joshua would tell the people, stay at a certain distance, because we have never passed this way before. And so, God, as we keep your eyes on the ark, so, oh God, the leadership of this group will keep their eyes on you, Jesus, that mighty God, wherever you go, whichever road you take, my God, that will follow, oh God, and that lead, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, you can lead your people, mighty God, that you have put into their care, in the name of Jesus, oh God, unto complete victory. And my God, at the end of the journey, oh God of heaven, we shall reap if we faint not. My God, have your way, we pray. Cover comprehensively. My God, seal this group with your blood. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray, divine God, mighty God, as you seal with your seal, oh God of heaven, we pray in the name of Jesus that no one, no devil will pluck this ministry or the leadership out of your hands, divine God, because you are with your people, mighty God of heaven, and we stand in your presence, and we follow in your footsteps in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, every heart that come on a week night, on a Thursday night, oh God Almighty, you know your people. And so God, each night as your people will come, we pray for a word. Oh God, we pray for to hear from you. Oh God Almighty, that lives will be changed in the name of Jesus. My God Almighty, deliverance will come. Oh God, breakthrough will come. Your people will experience healing, oh God of heaven, because you said greater work shall your people do. So tonight we pray that you will just cover us under your blood. Be with us, mighty God, because we are looking totally into your hand, your care, and we are looking out because we are following where you lead, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
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 Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Jesus. Next, we'll invite Sister Chantal for prayer for the marriages. Sister Chantal.
Bless the Lord. I'm here, sis.
Amen. Blessings.
Oh, to be like thee. Oh, to be like thee. Blessed Redeemer. Pure as thou art, come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart. Just sing with me. Oh, to be like thee. Oh, to be like thee.
Blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art, come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart. I greet everyone tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. It's too many pollen going around, all bothering everybody and all these different things, but I am praising God regardless. God has just been so good to me, and I would be so ungrateful not to give him thanks tonight. Is there anybody that can share that sentiment with me? Just shout a hallelujah. If you know that God has been awesome to you, just open your mic and shout a hallelujah right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is such an awesome God. Glory, like God, he doesn't only make ways for you. Hallelujah. He lines it up for you. He aligns it for you. You're shocked till you can't shock no more. And that is the God that we serve. So tonight, I it's an honor to pray for the marriages. And as I pray, just lift me up in the spirit to worship God. Believe that he is more than able to do exceedingly far above what we could even ask or think about. Tonight, we are asking the Lord to intervene on behalf of marriages in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace, our Jehovah Jireh, mighty God, we look to you tonight by faith, Lord. You are awesome in all your ways. You are mighty than any other. No one can come before you. There's none after you, mighty God. None below or above you, because you are mightier than all. The psalm says, who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty in battle. And so tonight, God, we come to you, Lord Jesus, your throne of grace. I pray, mighty God, tonight for a refreshing, a cleansing, mighty God, a forgiving of our sins as we approach your throne. Mighty God, remember each and every one of us right now, Lord God, a fresh anointing over us in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we place each and every individual into your hands. Even before, Lord Jesus, I petition on behalf of marriages, Lord. I pray, mighty God, that your presence will continue to be with us as you have been at the start of this meeting tonight, mighty God. Jesus, there's so many things that could be happening right now in different relationships, Lord Jesus, different marriages, Lord. Lord, it is your will, Lord, that, Lord, once the man and the woman comes together, that flesh becomes one, mighty God. And so tonight, Lord, as I put the marriages before you, remember the ones, Lord God, that are part of the prayer portal ministries, mighty God, the persons who are married, Lord God, I pray that you'll walk into their households right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you know their individual, their personalized needs, Lord Jesus. We don't know their business like you do, God. And even if we know, we can't fix it like you, Lord. And so we bring it before you, Lord Jesus. Take control right now, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever the situation may be with the wife, Lord God, it could be low self-esteem, mighty God. It could be, feeling cast down, Lord God, taking up, Lord God, what she can't manage, Lord Jesus, taking care of the children, it might be overwhelming. Whatever the issue may be tonight, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll intervene and that you'll strengthen that which is weak in the name of Jesus. And the same for the husbands, mighty God. I know, Lord God, that you have placed them in the households, Lord God, to lead. But Lord God, let them not just lead with their own understanding, but let them trust in you, mighty God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith.
And so, Lord God, trusting you allows you to lead the entire household in the name of Jesus. And so, mighty God, strengthen our husbands tonight. Mighty God, we pray for a special touch upon each and every one, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, wife and husband, Lord God, because that is what we believe. That is what you have established from the beginning. We're not talking about the other things that the world, Lord Jesus, is trying to postulate in our minds, Lord God, trying to force us to believe that that is the way. But tonight we come against all the plans of the enemy. He wants to ruin unity, Lord Jesus. He wants to ruin the true nature of marriage, mighty God. Even the ones, mighty God, that you have put together, he is trying to separate because he knows that together they are power, Lord Jesus. Lord God, a power to be reckoned with because you're using them. And we know that the enemy feels the pressure. He feels it coming, but we bind up every plan, every trap, every danger that he wants to use to tear them down in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, all the different spirits that want to come into the household, that want to creep into the minds, Lord Jesus, Lord God, to tell the husband to do this and to tell the husband or the wife to do that, we come against it in the name of Jesus. If it is not of you, mighty God, I pray that you'll take it away. I pray that you'll burn it up, mighty God, with your consuming fire. Mighty God, let your Holy Spirit abide within those houses, mighty God. When the husband and the wife step in the household, Lord Jesus, whatever argument, whatever conversation, rather, that they may have, I pray, Lord God, that your spirit will guide. I pray, mighty God, that flesh will not lead and flesh will not take over, mighty God, because we know that when flesh start to take over and one of us start getting angry at the other one, it starts to create division. But we come against the spirit of division in the name of Jesus, mighty God. Tonight, Lord God, let your Holy Spirit, mighty God, be at the center, the forefront of marriages in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, we're not just talking about the ones that are established. We're talking about the ones to come. Mighty God, we cast away all the demons, mighty God, that want to be attached, mighty God, to different persons, Lord God. Some persons are about to enter into marriages, Jesus. They're not just entering just by themselves, mighty God. They have some spirits attached from families, mighty God. Generational demons, we cast them out in the name of Jesus. They want to pass to the children that will be born in those marriages, mighty God. We come against them. Those children will not inherit, mighty God, any demonic attack in their lives. We come against them in the name of Jesus. Those children will prevail and they will be established by the purpose that you have for them in the name of Jesus. And the same, mighty God, whether it be husband or wife, mighty God, I pray that you'll give them the mindset, Lord God, to choose, Lord God, that which you have established for them. Let them not just choose marriage because of the pretty weddings and the cute dresses and the nice tuxedos, but let them be aware that marriage is an institution set up by you, mighty God, to tear down the kingdom that the enemy wants to set up to rule this world. Let them remember that this is an institution, mighty God. We're one, mighty God. No, Lord Jesus, not two, but one together, fighting against the plans of the enemy. We know he's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, and time is running out. And mighty God, so many marriages are going into a hole, going down, mighty God, you know, by the spirit of division, especially. Mighty God, I put it before you again in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, we're not going to let the enemy have no victory, because you said that we are more than conquerors through you, mighty God. And that you have already overcome this world. And so we know that we have the victory already. And so, mighty God, I pray that you'll continue to provide, Lord Jesus, for these different marriages too. Lord God, we know sometimes financial crisis can step in, and that also causes a division. Mighty God, egos can be bruised. Mighty God, hallelujah. Jesus, I pray, mighty God, for a spirit of humility within your marriages, mighty God. We pray
for a spirit of comfort. Mighty God, a spirit of understanding, a spirit of communication. Mighty God, so that, Lord God, when this flesh rise upon us, mighty God, that we will understand that we are not leading by ourselves, or we're not communicating with each other by ourselves, but we're doing that which is according to your word. And so, mighty God, let your word guide marriages, Lord Jesus. Mighty God, we pray for the ones, Lord God, who have the aspiration, the mindset to be married. Lord God, remind them the reason, Lord Jesus, to be married, not just because somebody else has a nice thing or you see this nice one going on. Let us cast aside the things we watch in movies, God, because sometimes the screw or a mindset, we come against those things, mighty God, that want to tell us that that's the way it should be. No, mighty God, I pray that your voice will speak to our hearts and tell us exactly the way it should be, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, sometimes our marriages are not broken down because of husbands and wives. It's because of the fables we allow to enter into our marriages, mighty God, hallelujah. I pray right now that a hell, mighty God, a circle of your anointing will anoint your people in the name of Jesus, so that whatever happens within that marriage, it is ordained by you and not what outsiders have to say. Because sometimes this one have to say, oh, your wife not looking like this, or your husband not doing that, but we come against the naysayers in the name of Jesus. We come against the thoughts and the opinions that they want to use to rule the lives of your children. You are the leader. And so, mighty God, the omnipotent God that you are, the omniscient God that you are, take full control in the name of Jesus. Let them know that you are the head of the household. Lord God, let them understand that you will prevail and not what others have to say in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, mighty God, who are in broken marriages, mighty God, at the edge of letting it all go.
My God.
Lord Jesus, I know we pray and we know we want to say put it back, but Lord, let your will be done, because sometimes we put it back and it put back the wrong way, Jesus. And so tonight I ask and I pray, let your will be done, because we know that when your will is done, it is well done. And so, mighty God, we rest all of this in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, I pray for healing. I pray for coverage over your people. Mighty God, continue to protect, Lord Jesus, your children. Continue to provide, not just food-wise, but continue to provide a word to uplift your marriages, Jesus, so that they can grow from strength to strength in the name of Jesus. We know that strong marriages equal strong families, and strong families equal powerhouse. Is this mighty God, in the name of Jesus, and our children, and your children, and our children, and their children, mighty God, generations of blessings, not generation of curse. We come against those plans that the enemy has, in the name of Jesus. Let your angels encamp round about us and cover us, God, under the shadow of your wings, Lord Jesus, under your blood, Jesus, hallelujah. In the name
glory
of
to God.
Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, I'll hand over back to Sister Camille.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus, saints of God. We glorify God for his presence with us tonight. Truly, the presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. And we want to
honor. Hallelujah.
You know, we thank him for showing up, for leading the prayers that were prayed. Hallelujah. And we know, hallelujah, that, you know, the answers to these prayers have been released. And so before long, we'll be able to come right back here to testify about our prayer answer, God. Amen. Bless the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I use this opportunity to thank each of you tonight for joining us. We want to thank you and just remind you that your presence indeed has made a difference. It would not have been the same without each of you. And so I'm grateful that, you know, you joined and you're here with us to the very end. Amen. We want to welcome some persons. If this is your first time, we are grateful to have you. And if this is your second or third, or if you're a part of the ministry, you know, we bless the Lord for you. Hallelujah. And for your presence, your willingness, you know, to be here. I see a Candacia. I don't know if I got the pronunciation correct, but this is the first time I'm seeing this name. So we want to welcome this person. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so it's good to have you with us, sis. And we bless the Lord for your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to bless the Lord also for our persons who have led devotion, Sister Kenesha, Brother Kalem. You know, thank you for leading us out into devotion. Thank you, Brother Kalem, for that opening prayer. Thank you, Sister Kenesha, you know, for leading devotion. We bless the Lord for Sister Ava. We glorify God. We honor God for you, Sister Ava. To God be the glory. Great things he continues to do. I'm excited for you, Sister Ava, because I know that, you know, God is not done yet. Praise God. When I finished prayer, I have a devotion last night with my son, and when he hugged me, he told me, Mommy, God is not finished yet, you know. God is not finished yet. But I'm saying to you, Sister Ava, God is not done yet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is not done yet, Sister Ava. But I bless the Lord. Hallelujah. For you.
Bless the Lord.
This is her first time. This is her first time. And, you know, she did a wonderful job through the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, man.
Yeah.
Yes, Ava. We are grateful.
Hallelujah.
To have you. You know, and we are grateful that you are
great job.
Some persons would shy away, you know, but you took the mantle and you handled it well. Like this, you know, like you've been doing this for so long.
Yes.
And we bless God. We bless God for you, sis. We bless the Lord.
Amen.
Continue to serve the Lord, Sister Ava. Continue to avail yourself that Holy God may continue to use you for his glory. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful job, my sister. Praise God. Bless the Lord for all the prayer warriors. We cover ourselves, each person that would have prayed tonight, under the blood of Jesus. We come against any attack and reprisal or backlash that may want to come upon us. We stand under the shadow of the Almighty, knowing that we are untouchable to the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are sealed, we are secured under the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise God. Praise God. And as we're getting ready to close, is there a testimony online tonight before we go, in Jesus' name? Anybody wants to testify of the goodness of Almighty God?
Good night, everybody. Sister Camille, this is not my testimony, but it was shared with me, and I want to share it with us tonight. So, since I've got, I was having a conversation with the security guard at my workplace, and he was telling me that he has lymphoma, that's cancer. He said when he found out, he was devastated, and for 7 days he did not eat or drink anything, and it goes on for a couple of months where he barely eats anything, and he was just out of it because he was thinking every minute that he was gonna die. And he said he had a dream. And in the dream, he was crossing a very busy street, and Jesus stood at the other side of the road and beckoned him to come. And he was saying to himself, but how, Jesus, see the road so busy and not tell me to come? But he said, it's Jesus calling me, so I'm going. And he started to cross the road. And then a big truck came and hit him. And he died. And he said, after he died in the dream, he resurrected in the dream. And when he looked across the road, Jesus was still standing there and beckoning him to come. So he went. And Jesus said to him, "You are so worried because you are being diagnosed with cancer. You're worried that you're going to dead." He said, "You see, something else can take you out easily." So I'm sharing this to say to us, it doesn't matter the lie that the enemy wants to tell us. Trust in God always, because he has our back. You know, sometimes it is not what it seemed to be. So we continue to trust God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing, Elder. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. Is there anyone else?
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Good night, sis.
I just want to second that again, because I'm just rejoicing in my spirit. Oh, really and truly, trusting God is, it works. I know sometimes it's such a cliche statement because we say it ever so often. And sometimes we say it and still have some ounce of doubt in our minds. But I may not have, you know, experienced perhaps a similar situation as a security guard, as Sister Yoli would have pointed out. But just as I said in one of my, in my devotion this week with the whole house thing and everything, it was really dormant. Like, it's just amazing how God works. Literally asking him, I'm supposed to leave next week, you know. My notice ends the 6th of May. And I keep saying I don't see anywhere, because the prices I see, I just didn't see myself affording it. You understand? And just to see how God allowed me. And the funny part was that even after getting the place, I still had a problem. I thought I had a problem. Let's get that statement right. I thought I had a problem because I was like, how am I going to move these furnitures now? Because it's not, I live somewhere where it's not really like that accessible to different things. And one of my friends, she said to me, because I found the house around last week, Friday. And when I was just there telling her that, that's kind of like a thing in my mind, or how I'm going to get the furniture. She said, if God provide the house, he'll provide somebody to move. And you know, I said, as soon as I went to work, it was a Tuesday. And I said, I'm going to ask. Immediately, God just sent somebody. And I'm like, trusting God is really all that matters. When Hallelujah. He said in his word, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto your own understanding. If you lean unto your own understanding, brethren, let me tell you, you're going to just do it and make your blood pressure go up, 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 because you're going to say, why am I going to know? Oh, my God, find this. Oh, my God, do that. And he just keeps reminding me. So I'm just reminding somebody, just to piggyback off what Sister Yoli just said, trust in God. He will come through. Might not be the way you want him to or the time you want him to, but when he comes through, it is the right time and it is the right way. And that's all I have to say to everyone. God bless you.
Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord.
Thank you. Amen.
Sister Chantal, for sharing. You know, we're reminded to continue as children of God to trust in God and to trust him for the real meaning of the word. Sometimes we say we trust him, but you know, I don't know if we really trust him, because I don't know if we know what the word means, you know. But it's time for us now to acknowledge the meaning of the word and apply it when we say we trust God. I see a Duane online. I want to thank you, Brother Duane, for joining us. I see a Melissa online. It's good to have you with us tonight. Welcome to the ministry. We are blessed. We are certainly blessed to have both of you in our presence, in our midst, worshiping the Lord with us. And we bless God for each of you tonight. Hallelujah. As we get ready to close off tonight, I have one more question tonight, and it's that of salvation. Is there anyone tonight that will say yes? Who will say yes to the Lord? Yes. To salvation. I want to make that decision to serve the Lord. And tonight is my night to surrender publicly. You know, when we think about what God has been doing and the things that he would have saved us from, you know, and and just the preparation of our souls unto eternity. You know, it's a decision that is necessary for us to make. And so I ask tonight, is there one person who will say, yes, Lord, one unsaved that will say, God, I'm going to try. I remember when I surrendered, I remember saying to the pastor, I said, Pastor, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm willing, hallelujah, to give it a try. Is there one person who is willing to give it a try in Jesus' name tonight? Please reach out to us if you are. Reach out to us in the chat. Reach out to us privately, however you choose to do it. We are ready and waiting to be working with you towards our heavenly goal in Jesus' name. As we go tonight, thank you so much again for joining us. We want to wish you all, I want to wish you all a blessed night. I declare heaven's benediction over you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you, and may he grant you peace as you go. Shalom in Jesus' name. Greet somebody tonight as you
Shalom, go. Everyone.
Name. Bless the Lord, everybody. Shalom.
Bless the Lord, peace, brother
Scott. Good night, bless the Lord, Elder. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Bless the Lord, Sister Melissa. Good to see you.
Bless the Lord, everyone. Especially
Sister Lyria.
I just want to say I am so proud of my sister, my best friend, and woman of God, Sister Ava. I am so proud of you.
Yes.
I know you're usually the shyest in the whole bunch.
Look what God did.
It came so natural. You did such a wonderful job.
See what the Lord has done.
Sister
Candisa, welcome. Sister Candisa. And Brother Duane, hope to see you back. Hope to see you back, Brother Duane and Sister Melissa.
You know she had it in her.
Yes, man. Yes, man.
Mm-hmm. And with Brother Scott behind her.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Having a man of God behind you is everything.